Welcome to this special report. I call it Fauci, the Fall Guy. And to begin with, let's understand that all of this that's coming out now that is, you could say, incriminating Tony Fauci and others like Peter Daszak from EcoHealth Alliance, all of this is no accident. This is, I believe, the plan. See, they've already achieved about a 65% adult vaccination rate in America. So they've got about two-thirds of the adults, everybody over 18, already inoculated with the bioweapons spike protein. So from the globalist point of view, that's basically mission accomplished. They knew, however, from day one, they knew that they couldn't cover this up forever because intelligent scientists would see the fingerprints on the virus and they would eventually be able to conclusively show that the virus was engineered in a lab. And I think that day was this last weekend with the big op-ed by those two scientists in the Wall Street Journal that basically showed, yep, this is all created in a lab. It's the double CGG code. It's near certainty that this was created in a lab. It's never been seen before in the wild from coronaviruses like this. It couldn't happen naturally. This is in fact used in the lab. They build these sequences so that scientists can know that this is the marker that it was engineered. And that's what's in this virus. So the argument's now over. This was man-made. This was created in a lab. So Fauci is, of course, the guy who funded this, and Peter Daszak, also EcoHealth Alliance, and other people involved in all of this at the NIH and the NIAID, and even at the Pentagon. $39 million was sent from the Pentagon to the EcoHealth Alliance, and then it was subcontracted to the Bat Lady in China to conduct this gain-of-function development of this weapon system. All right, it's all come out now. Eventually, somebody's going to have to take the blame for this. That's going to be Fauci and perhaps Daszak and others around him. That's why this is allowed to come out now, because they've already achieved two-thirds of the population being vaccinated, and they're getting very close to the 70% that Biden has been ordered to achieve. And they know if they can just delay the truth for a couple more weeks, they can probably hit the 70% mark, which is their goal. That's really what they want to hit. But when people start dying in large numbers from the vaccine, which the numbers we've seen so far are substantial, you know, there may be between 50 and 100,000 Americans that have already been killed by this vaccine, but that's nothing compared to the millions that's coming. All right. So when the real death wave kicks in, they're going to need somebody to blame. That's going to be Fauci. They need somebody that they can show lying. And you'll notice, by the way, the emails that came out recently, the batches of emails, who requested them? Huh? Who put in the FOIA request? Oh, it was the Washington Post. The Washington Post, which is the mouthpiece for the CIA. So this is kind of like, figure the assassination of JFK, where they had a fall guy. And so, you know, the deep state takes out JFK, right? And then they blame the fall guy. And then they have somebody else kill the fall guy. And then history says, well, it's all wrapped up. The culprit has been, you know, killed. It's over. And that way the deep state never takes the blame. Well, what do you have now? You have Fauci's the fall guy. But instead of killing JFK, they're killing off millions of Americans. They're going to blame Fauci. And then he's going to be taken down, or perhaps by the deep state taken out in some way, maybe academically or, you know, professionally, what have you. Or maybe they'll Jeffrey Epstein the guy, you know what I mean? Who knows? But then they're going to say, this is the guy to blame for all these deaths. It wasn't the vaccine industry. It wasn't medicine. It wasn't doctors. It wasn't government. It was this guy. So you can see right now they're setting up this narrative. It's as clear as day. In fact, it's hard not to notice it at this point. They're just making sure that they get 70% of the people vaccinated first, which they'll be able to do here in the next couple of months, maybe in the next couple of weeks. Although the vaccination rates have fallen off dramatically now, pretty much most of the people who want to get vaccinated have already done so. And the surveys show there's about a quarter of the American people that will never get vaccinated. And, you know, unless they're forced to at gunpoint. So really, the theoretical maximum that could be vaccinated in the U.S. is about 75% of adults if they reached everybody who was even willing to be vaccinated. It's hard to reach 100% of those who are willing. And this is why they're struggling to get to 70%. But they are going to, of course, you know, continue to push more incentives, and the media is still pushing vaccines because they want to push the depopulation effect here. But they're also simultaneously allowing this information to roll out that's exposing Fauci. Because again, Fauci's the fall guy. So, and I don't mean that Fauci is innocent. He's guilty and he's going to take the fall for it. But then they're going to wrap it up in Fauci and say, well, he's the guy. Nobody else was involved. You know, it was all him. So number one, Fauci thinks he's a superhero. He doesn't realize he's going to go down as the villain in all this. He has no clue. He thinks, you know, he's a hugely egoistic person, and he thinks he's sexy, and he thinks he's famous, and he's always wanted to be in the limelight. And this is from people who know him. Even Judy Mikovits has talked about Fauci's history and how Fauci always wanted to be, you know, famous as the savior of America. And so Fauci would create problems, you know, with AIDS and HIV and bird flu and everything else. He would create these problems so that he could be seen as the savior to solve them. So he was the perfect pawn for this entire scheme here. And maybe that's why Trump even allowed Fauci to stay in power when Trump was in the Oval Office, because he knew that Fauci was going to be taken down at some point. And that day is coming where, you know, Fauci's going to be dragged before maybe a special prosecution in the Senate or something like that, and asked a bunch of questions under oath, and they're going to show his emails and show his contradictions. And there are many, many contradictions. And they're going to basically make him the poster boy for everything that went wrong. So Fauci's going to be the villain of history, not the hero of history. And, you know, there were other villains of history who thought they were going to be heroes too, and then they got taken down. You can probably think of some of their names. So remember, as people start dying from the vaccine, you know, the vaccine companies and CEOs are all going to say, well, we relied on, you know, the NIH research or the NIAID research. We relied on Fauci. And so everybody's just going to point fingers at him. And then he's going to take the blame for all of it. And when this happens, you know, the media is going to be all over it. Media is going to say that they were duped also, that Fauci lied to them, you know. So they're all going to have their fall guy. But that's not going to bring back all the dead people. The millions of Americans who are dying from the vaccines. You can't bring them back to life no matter who you blame. So, you know, and the vaccine industry can't be sued. They have legal immunity. So basically the globalists will be laughing the whole time here saying, mission accomplished. Managed to get, you know, 7 out of 10 American adults injected. You know, millions will die, massive depopulation, massive future revenues for big pharma, and put all the blame on this one guy. They take him down and they get away with their plan. That's how it's going to go down. Pretty easy to see. So just watch for it. It's all going to unravel this year. Just watch for it. I'll cover it, of course, here at the podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, at naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.